Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin, three lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Vav and Beis. The Gemara has been discussing the mitzvahs that were nitzava to Adam Rishon and to Noach. And in the Braisa that began at the bottom of Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, we brought six different shitas. And the shita Tana Kama was that Shavu mitzvahs nitzava bnei Noach, which were dinim b'yechas Hashem of Yedizor, Gila Raya, Shvichas Dom, V'gezel Be'ivu Nachai. And Rabbi Yechon explained that the shita of Tana Kama is based on a makar in Pashas Bereishis, b'degei Adam Rishon, where the pasuk states by Itzava Shabbal Kimal Adam Lemar Mikol Itzagon Achol Toichel. However, the Gemara asked a question from a Brisa that stated Esemitzus and Stavi Yisrael Bemara Shabba Shekibol Leim Bnei Neach Vesif Leim Dinam Veshabbos Vekivudat Ve'im. And the Gemara explained that that Brisa is going like the Tanav Menasha that holds that the Shabbos Bnei Neach as follows: Avaydizar Gilor Raya Shvichas Damim Gezel Ve'iv Menachai. In the last two, he counted as Sirus and Klayim, and he replaced Dinam and Bechas Hashem, which he didn't include in the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Neach. And our Gemara now begins, Tanzvei Menasha, I Dorish Vayitzav, Afilu Hanach Nami, that if he dash in the Pasuk and Bereishis regarding Adam Rishon, that stated by Yitzav Hashem al Kimal Adam Lema, Mikol Itzagon Achol Teichal, then certainly he should also include Dinam and Bechaz Hashem, and he Dorish Dorish Vayitzav, Hani Minolei, and if he doesn't dash in the Pasuk and Prashid Bereishis, then how does he know any of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Neach? And the Gemara explains, La'ilim Le Dorish Vayitzav, that really the Tanvei Menasha did not learn any of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach from the Pasuk B'negei Adam Rishon that starts with the Lashon Vayitzav, but Hani Kol Chado Chado Ba'api Nafshei Ksiva, their list of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, they learn from various Pesukim in Pashas Noach. And as the Gemara continues, Avi Dizar V'Gilu Arayis, and we continue in Daf Nun Zayin Menalev, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Noach states, that the Shachei Sa'aretz L'fnei Alekim, that the Moli Ha'aretz Chamas, and the Tanat Ve'er Vishmal, Kol Mokim Shina Mashchasa, Ein El Dvar Eva v'Avidis Kachavim, that any time the Torah speaks about a Shchasa, it's referring to a Dvar Eva and Avidis Zara. And how do we know that that's correct? As Dvar Eva Shinema, as the Pasuk in Pashas Neach states, Yara Lekim is Aretz v'Hinin Neshchasa ki Hishchas Kalbasa es Dakoi ala Aretz. And as Rashi states, Dakoi refers to Gilai Rayas Dichsiv, as the Pasuk in Mishlei states, Derech Geva ba'Alma v'Dor Ma'abal ala Rayas Nenshu ki Dichsiv v'Yiru Bnei Lekim es Bnei Sa'adam ki Toivisena. And we know that the Dor Ma'abal was involved with Znos, as the Pasuk tells us at the end of Pashas Bereishis. And the Gemara continues that the Lashon HaShchasa also refers to Avedis Kechavim, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Dvarim states, Hen Tashchisun Vasisim Olchem Pesel Tmunas Kol Semel Tavnes Zocho in the Kevo. And since the Torah tells us that this is the reason why they had the Mabel, so as Rashi says at the top of the Amid, Midiyanish Elayu, Shema Mino, Ifkud Elayu, by the fact that they received the Inish, it must be that they already had a Tzivoy, and Rayis and Avedis Zara what two of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? However, the Gemara asks for Idach, and Lamaisa the Tana Kama did not learn from these psukim. So why is it they didn't learn from these psukim? And the Gemara explains Uchayu the Kamagali, that the Torah just telling us that it was the Urch of the Dor HaMabul to be involved with Znus and to be involved in Avedah Zarah, and that's why they were destroyed. But ultimately, the way that we know that it was an Azara on Bnei Noach as to a Rais and Avedah Zarah is based on the pasuk of Vayitzav that is found Lagabi Adam Rishon in Bereishis. And the Gemara now continues Shvichas Damim, that had the Tanzvei Menashe know that Shvichas Damim is one of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Neach. The Siv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Neach states, Shvichas Dama Odom Ba Odom Dami Yushafech Ki B'Tzelem Alekim Asa Asa Odom. Once again, if they're receiving an Einish for killing someone, then it must be that it was an Azara. And the Gemara continues V'Idach, and why is it that Tanakama didn't learn from this Pasuk? And the Gemara explains Kutlayu Hudakam Gali, that the Torah is just teaching us what Misa, a person that kills someone, is going to be Chayim. And as Rashi states, Be'ezu Misa Yemisam, Ulo Ilam Huzarim V'Yitzav. The Gemara continues, Gezel, that was the Makar for the Tanadvei Menasha, that Gezel is one of the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Neach. Yichsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Neach, after the Mabal states, Kol Remes Asheu Chai, Lechem Yiel Le'ochlo, Kiyarek Esav, Nesatim Lechem Eskol, Ba'omer Blevi, Kiyarek Esav, V'lei Kiyarek Gino, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Neach, that although I'm allowing you to eat meat, but you can only eat that meat, which is like Kiyarek Esav, and his Hefka, as not Yarek Gino, as that it would not be Hefka, and that would be Gezel. And Rashi states, Kiyarek Esav, Esav Kari, Esav Ha'ifa, V'chol Gadol Me'ilav, She'im Bo'y Tereach Lachrish V'Lizroya. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, and why is it that Tanakama didn't learn from this Pasuk and learn from V'yitzav? And the Gemara explains, Ahu L'mishri Basud Asa, that all Hashem was telling Noach is even though up until this point, Adam Rishon could not eat Basa that came from an animal they shechted, however, you have the right to eat Basa, and you have a right to kill an animal animal for food, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu previously gave Rishus to Adam Rishon to eat the grass and the fruits and the vegetables of the land. And as Rashi states, and as the Gemara and Daf Nun Testament Beis will teach us, Adam Rishon lehutle basa bachila ela isavim vilanes, tichsiv hinin esat lechem eskal isav zirei zera lechem yeh leochlo lechayis haaretz. And we will learn how isavim vilanes teichlu atem vechayis haaretz v'loi chayis haaretz lechem, and Adam did not have the right to eat the chayis haaretz. And in addition, v'uzaral even menachai me'achol teichel u'lamedcha da'afilu incho emisa, and even if you don't kill the animal, el shenafu mena even me'ilav loy teichlenu, and even so, you not only eat it even from the animal, u'bo b'nei noyach v'hitlem l'hamis lechol, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matter to b'nei noyach to actually kill animals and eat those animals. Therefore, the Tanakhama holds v'lav l'midrash minor v'loy kiyark ina asa til gufei yitzrech l'fi shiyark esav hutl adam rishon tol l'hu l'bnei noyach behemus v'chayis kiyark esav. And the Gemara continues, Eiv menachai, and l'fi tanat vei menasha, the makar to Eiv menachai is one of shev mitzvah b'nei noyach, as the chsiv at the pasuk in Pashas Noyach states, ach bas b'nashoy domoy lo sechelu, as Rashi states, ba oishu ha bas b'nashoy dehi domoy lo sechelu ha basa, that any piece of meat that comes from an animal that is still chai, you have no right to eat, and we see the issur for bas b'nachai, and the Gemara continues, v'idach, and according to the Tanakama, that learned the din of bas b'nachai from the words achol teichel, So this pasuk in Pashas Noach is coming to teach us that the issa of Eiv Menachai doesn't apply to Shratzim, and a Ben Noach could eat a sheretz, and there's no issue of Eiv Menachai. Ayin Rashi points out, V'hochi dashin l'kamar b'pirkin, that we will learn on Daf Nun Tesam Beis, that the only time that the issa of Eiv Menachai applies is only when you have a situation where the animal's basar and its dam are two separate entities. And as Rashi states, oisei basar, that only applies to that type of basar, shekaru domi b'nefesh, that its blood is called its nefesh, that basar kari basar, and its basar is a separate entity called basar. Hainu domo yicholuk min basari yasana luchu b'eva menachai. However, the issa of eva menachai doesn't apply to a sheret, since the blood and the basar of a sheret are not considered separate entities. And as Rashi continues, we find a similar scenario, but again, the issa of da menachai, where we know the Yisrael would be chayiv karis, but that only applies to an animal's blood, and not to the blood of sherets. And as Rashi points out, he will be sold in Mechayv Le'akaris, Kedam Bekrisis, the less Be'el Alav, and the Dam Deshrotzim Kibasa. Therefore, by a sherets, the only Issa when eating blood is only Basim and Achai, and is only Alav and no Chayv Karis. The Gemara continues that according to Tandavei Menasha, the last two, the Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach, was Sirus and Klayim instead of Dinim and Bechas Hashem. And the Gemara states, Sirus, and how do they know that the Issa of Sirus is one of Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach, Dichsiv, and as the pasuk tells us in Pashas Noach, va'atem puruvu shir tzuva eretz uruvuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Noach that there's an issue of Sirus, and you have to make sure that you're able to have children. However, the Gemara continues, v'idach according to the Tanakhama, that learned that Sirus is not one of Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach, levracha ba'alma, then this pasuk is not teaching us an issa, but it's telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha to Noach and to all the animals that they should be fruitful after they come out of the teva. And as Rashi states, levracha ba'alma, loy lifreis v'loy lirbe, the Gemara continues with the last of the Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach, according to the Tanit Vei Menasha, as Klayim Dichsiv Mei Oif L'Meneu, as the Pasuk in Noach states, Mei Oif L'Meneu Menabahim L'Mina Mikol Remes Hadam L'Meneu Shnayim Mikol Yavari Olech L'Hachiyos. And by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzdavin Noach to bring a male and female of each species, so it must be that they can't be Mitzdavik with another man. And as Rashi states, Shema Mina Asur L'Avir Klayim. However, the Gemara states, V'Ida, and the Tanakhama that did not include Klayim is one of the Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach, as Ahu Tzavta Ba'almo, as the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to make sure to take a male and female of the same species is not because it was Issa of Klayim, but because he wanted to make sure that they had company. And as Rashi explains, Shekol Echa Ve'echa Noach Lo Lutzavis Minoi Mitzavis Min Acher, the Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yisif, Amri Bei Rav, they taught in the Yeshiva of Rav, Al Shalosh Mitzvot Ben Noach Nereg, although certainly they are Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach, but it was only on three of them that a ben noach will actually be chay misa and gesher simon al gila rais val shvichas damim val birchas Hashem, and the three that they chay misa on is for gila rais, for shvichas damim, and for birchas Hashem. And the Gemara will now continue and bring the makar as maskul Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes esa shayla bishleim shvichas damim dichsiv, as the pasuk states mefurish in Pashas Noach, shayfich dam al adam ba adam dami yishafich ki bitzalam al kim asas adam el hanach minalu. And how do we know that regarding gila rais Arayis and Birch Hashem, that a Ben Eich will be Chayim Misa, as Igam Mishvichas Damim, Afilu Kulunami, as if we will learn from Shvichas Damim, then we should learn the same din to all the Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and regarding all Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, a Ben Eich should be Chayim Misa, and Imishum, this Rabboi Me Ish Ish, and if you're going to tell me that the Torah uses the term Ish Ish when it discusses Gilu Arayis and Birch Hashem, and the words Ish Ish are coming to be Marba, that a Ben Eich is also Chayim Misa, and as we know, B'negei Arayis, the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Achrimais, Ish Ish al Kol She'er B'sari, Lei Sikrav Ulugalis Eva, and regarding Birchas Hashem, the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Emor, Ish Ish ki Yikal Lelkov V'nasa Chetai, and if so, Avid Sikhov Nami Yisrabi Me Ish Ish, then we should also be Marba, that a Ben Eich should be Chayim Misa, even when he's Ivel Avid Zara, as the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim also used the term Ish Ish regarding Avid Zara, and as the Pasuk tells us, Vel B'nei Yisrael Tema, Ish Ish B'nei Yisrael Menager Gobi Yisrael, Ashi Yiti Mizari Lemelech Maisumas Ama Eretz Yigamu Ba'oven. And based on this question, Elam Rav Sheshes, and therefore Rav Sheshes states, Amr Be'rab Ala Bo Mitzvahs Ben Noach Nerag, that instead of the original Girsa that we had of Amr Be'esef Amr Be'rab Asholos Mitzvahs Ben Noach Nerag, he actually changed it, that Rab actually stated that on four Mitzvahs Ben Noach would be Nerag, and Enoch and Ami, we would include Avod Zara together with Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, Be'echas Hashem. However, the Gemara now continues and asks, V'al Vedis Kechavim Ben Noach Nerag, how can you say that Ben Noach will be Chayim Misa if he's Avod Avod Zara? But V'atani, we learned in Abraisa, V'al Vedis Kechavim Dvorim Shabbezin Shal Yisrael Ma'amisa Nalein, Ben Noach Muzal Lein, Hazara In Misa Loi, that the Abraisa teaches us, but the Gei Avod Zara, that Dvorim Shabbezin Shal Yisrael would give Misa for, then if it would be a Ben Noach, then they would have a Zara, and it's Mashav, they would only be a Lav, and they wouldn't be Chayim Misa. However, the Gemara answers, Amram Nachma Yitzhak, Azar Shalhen, Zui Misasan, that in the Chanami, when the Brisa states, Ben Noach Muzal Lein, it doesn't mean that they only have an Azara and no Misa, it means Azurasan Zui Misasan, and in the Chanami, Ben Noach would be Chai Misa. And Ayin Rashi on the first of the wide lines, by Vedis Chachavim, Dvorim Shabbezin Shil Yisrael, Mamisan Aysan, Hachi Kama, Be'isa Vedis Chachavim, Aysan Dvorim Shabbezin Yisrael, Mamisan Aleim, Kagoyim Kol Vedis Shadak, and Shal Vedis Chachavim Kach, and certainly in all the Vedis, which is the Derech of that of Vedizara, Vizivuch Vikita, Fil Shleikadaka, and regarding Zivuach and Kito, even if it's not the derech of that specific Aved Zara, that Yisrael will be Chayiv Misa, then Ben Noach has an Azara, and as Rashi states, Azara Shlehem, Klema, Kol Azara, the Tana, Gabi Bnei Noach, Zui Misa Shlehem, the Loidaik Bu Tana, Lemisti Misa, Gabi Chayiv Misas, Vazara's B'Shein Ben Misa, Kil Gabi Yisrael, and the Tana is not Mechalik between cases where they would only have an Isra, and in cases where there would be actual Chayiv Misa. The Gemara now continues that although we saw the memory of Yosef that said from the Yeshiva Rav that there were three mitzvahs where Ben Noach is Nerag, and then we changed and we saw the sheet of Rav Sheshes that he brought down for the Yeshiva Rav that Abba mitzvahs Ben Noach Nerag. However, the Gemara continues and brings the third sheet as to the sheet of Rav, as Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Kul, Talmid Rav Amri, Al Shev mitzvahs Ben Noach Nerag, Gol Rachmana Mechadav, who had in Lekulu, that in the Chinami, the Chiv Mitzvah, B'negeah Ben Noach is on all of the Shev mitzvahs Ben Noach, and the Torah was Bengala, Lagabi Shvichas Damim, as the Pasuk states, Shevich Dama Adam Ba'adam, Dami Yishafich, Kibitzelim El Kim Asas Ha'adam, and therefore we see there's a Chiyah Misa on a Ben Noach if he kills someone, and therefore we apply the same din to all of the Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach, and if a Ben Noach is over on any of the Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach, he would be Chiyah Misa. The Gemara continues that according to the Lisle Hashita, it would come out that if a Ben Noach is over on Isav Gezel, he would be Chiyah Misa, and the Gemara asks, V'ala Gezel, Ben Noach Nerag, V'atani, but we learned to the Braisa, Ala Gezel, regarding Gezel, Gona V'gozel, V'chin Yifastoya, V'chin Kiyetz Ben, that the Issa of Gezel by Ben Noach is not only Gezel Mamish, but applies to Gneva as well as Gezela, as well as the Yifas Toya, which is considered as if a person is stealing a woman from another man, as the Gemara will explain. And the Braisa also tells us that anything that's similar to Gneva or Gezela or to Yifas Toya, and the Braisa tells us, Kuti Bekuti, or Asama Gurius, or Goy Begoy, or Vekuti Bisol, or Goy that steals from Yisrael, that would be Asa, Bisol Bekuti Mutta, however, Yisrael steals or does gzela or takes a fast tire from a kuti, that would be muta. And the Gemara asks from Isa, and if it's true that there's a chiyu misa for a ben noach that's eva on gezel, so nisti chayiv, then l'choy the brashi should state kuti bekuti vekuti b'yisrael would be chayiv as the chayiv misa. And the Gemara responds b'shul the kabayi l'misti sefer yisrael bekuti muta, that since in the sefer we had to say that yisrael that steals from a kuti or does gzela from a kuti is actually muta and it's not even asa tanureisha asa, and therefore therefore the Reisha, although it's true that you'll be Chayim Misa, the Reisha want to use a similar term to the Sefer, and therefore the Reisha use the term Asar instead of Chayiv. However, the Gemara continues and asks, V'achol Hecha de Isle Chiyuva Mislektani, that L'chari, any time that we find in this same Reisha is where we have a Chiyuv Misa, then it actually states it in the Reisha, and the Reisha doesn't change the Lashon to be Asar instead of saying Chayiv. And as the Gemara continues, the Ktani Reisha, as the Reisha of this Reisha speaks about one of the other Shav Mitzvahs B'nei Neach, and tells us, Ashvichas Damim, Kuti V'Kuti V'Kuti V'Yisrael, if a guy kills another guy, or a guy kills Yisrael, Chayiv, then they'd be Chayiv Misa. However, Yisrael B'Kuti Pata, if Yisrael kills a guy, then he'll be Pata. Therefore, we see that we use the term Chayiv in this Reisha, and therefore, when the Reisha speaks about guy stealing, then we should also use the term Chayiv, as the guy is L'maisa Chayiv Misa. However, the Gemara answers that certainly there's a difference between the case of the Reisha L'Gabi Shvichas Damim and the case of the Sefer L'Gabi Gazel, as Hasam Hechi Lisni, as L'maisa B'negei Shvichas Damim, the Reisha had no choice, as what should have been stated, as listening Asa Muta, as if it would say that if a Kuti kills a Jew, that would be Asa, and of course it would mean that he's Chayiv Misa, and then the Reisha would tell us that it would be Muta for a Jew to kill a guy, but that's not true, as Batani will enter the Reisha, Kuti V'roi Behemadaka, L'Gabi a guy, or a shepherd of Behemadakais, Loi Mailin V'loi Maridin, as Rashi states, Loi Mailin Isim and Abba, La Tzitlam and Amisa, that certainly we won't save them from death, but V'loi Maridin Isim and Abba, La Misim B'yadayim, but we wouldn't cause the Misa B'yadayim. Therefore, certainly it wouldn't make sense for the Braisa to teach us that L'Gabi Yisrael that kills a guy, that would be Mutter to do so, as certainly it's Asa to do so, even though if he does so, he will not be Chayiv Misa, and that's why B'negei Shvichas Damim, it makes sense that the Braisa stated that if a guy kills a guy, or if a guy kills Yisrael, then he's Chayiv Misa, and if Yisrael kills a Kuti, then Yisrael will be Pata, but certainly it's Asa to do so. However, since B'negei Gezel, the Braisa wanted to teach us that Yisrael can actually steal from a Kuti, and it's Mutter to do so, so therefore in the Reisha, we did not say that a Kuti that steals from another Kuti, or from Yisrael, is Chayiv Misa, and instead we stated that it would be Asa to do so, even though certainly he would be Chayiv Misa. And Rashi points out that our sugya is going like the man de Omar, that Gzeilus Aklim is Mutter, and there is no Issa at all. And as Rashi states, Yisrael B'Kuti Mutter, Loi Sasher Kasri Echaksiv, V'Loi Kuti, and therefore we learn out that it's only applicable to Re'echa, and not to a guy, U'Midrabbonin Ikla Man de Asa Meshum Chil Hashem, and there's only a man de Omar to hold that Midrabbonin will be Issa, because of a Chil Hashem, as we learned in Masechet Baba Kama. Before we continue, let's point out that the reason why the din is that Rei Behi Medaka is Loi Ma'ilav Loi Meridin is, as Rashi points out, Sheshtam Gazlanim Shemarim Behi Masan B'Stadis Achirim. The Gemara continues and goes back to the Braisa and expanded on the Shavu Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the Braisa taught us L'Gabi the Issa that applies to Ben Noach of Gezel is not only applicable to Gezel itself, but Ganav V'Gezel V'Chein Yifas Toya V'Chein Kiyetz Ben. The Gemara now states Kiyetz Ben B'Gezel Ma'hi, what is similar to a case of Gezel where this Issa would apply to a Kuti, and Amar of Acha Bayakov L'Nitzcha El L'Poyel B'Kerem, that's referring to holding back a worker from eating while he's working for you. And the Gemara explains Poyel B'Kerem Emas, that what point are we referring to? Ibishask Ma'amalacha Hatayrihu, as if it's at the time of Gemara Malacha, that's motive for a Poyel to eat, and certainly we couldn't say that it would be Asa for a Goy to eat. And in addition, as Rashi points out, it would not only be Mutter for Yisrael to eat from a Kuti, but the same din would apply by a Poyel Yisrael eating from a Baal Bayis who is Yisrael, that would be Mutter for the Poyel to Yisrael to eat from Yisrael. As Rashi brings down the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Kisese tells us, V'chalta novim k'nafsha chasavecha, v'alkel yichalai sitein, v'shosha ato nesin l'kelu shal Baal Bayis ato oichal. As we explained, the Braisek Tani Yisrael b'kuti Mutter, ha Yisrael b'Yisrael asa, v'su, in addition, b'kuti the Gemara continues, and if the poel is eating at a time that's not the Gemara Malacha, then it's regular Gezel, and therefore it's included in the term Gezel that we already mentioned in the Reisha, and certainly that can't be what the Brice is trying to mechadish to us when it states V'chein Kiyetz Ben. And the Gemara continues, and therefore our Papa explains, the Brice is teaching us V'chein Kiyetz Ben, is someone stealing something that's Pachs Mishar Puta, and if Yisrael steals from a Kuti, Pachs Mishar Puta, that would be Muta, and the Reisha teaches us that if a Kuti steals from a Kuti, or if a Kuti steals from Yisrael less than a Shar Puta, then the Kuti would be Chayim Misa. But the Gemara is, Yehachi Kuti B'Yisrael Asa, Haba Mechiluhu, how could the Braisa state that if a Kuti stole from Yisrael, then the Kuti would be Chayim Misa, but Yisrael is Meichel, or something that's less than a Shar Puta, and therefore how could it be that it would be also? And the Gemara responds, he the basach yimachle, that certainly the soul will be meichel the kuti, but tzayu b'shaiti milesle, certainly he calls him tzar, and therefore the kuti will be chayim iso. And Rashi points out, tzayu b'shaiti milesle, hilkuch gezelhu, el she'im bezin yisrael, niskakin l'shivu, the basach yimachle, as certainly bezin of the klai yisrael would not require him to return the money to the yisrael, as certainly the yisrael was meichel. Rashi continues, it would be yisrael and ami asa, that if yisrael steals less than a shar puta from another yisrael, certainly it's also u'me'abu le'ova, t'chsib le'sigzal, v'heshev ezegzegla, amid yishavik kari gezel v'idach lo'i, and this is not considered a regular case of gezel, abakuti d'la'ab ba'ashavinu, she'kol dina le'misa, le'nafik pachas b'shar puta, m'chal puta, afilu mi'yisrael, d'mach le'basa hachi, and he would still be chai misa. However, the Gemara continues and asks that l'chari, this can't be the case of the b'raisa, when it states v'chein ki'etzu b'hen, as kuta b'kuta ki'etzu b'ay, kivid la'ab b'nei mechil, n'nu gezel malyu, that l'chari in a case where kuti stole from another kuti, pachas mishar buta, then l'chari, since a kuti la'ab b'nei mechil, n'nu, so therefore it's as if the kuti actually stole a full shar buta from another guy, and therefore it wouldn't be a chiddush of v'chein ki'etzu b'hen. Therefore it can't be that when the b'raisa states v'chein ki'etzu b'hen, is referring to gzela or pachas mishar buta. And once again, because of this question, so Elam Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika, the Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika explains that when the Brisa states v'chein kiyetz ben le'nitzucha l'kay v'shchasachir, that we're referring to a case where someone withholds wages from an employee. That's why the Brisa teaches us v'chein kiyetz ben, that even though it is not gezel gomer, as l'maisi didn't take something from the employee, but l'maisi didn't pay him, and therefore kuti v'kuti v'kuti v'yisrael asar, and they would be chayim misa. However, yisrael v'kuti would be muta. And the Gemara continues kiyetz ben be a fast toyer mai. That the Brisa mentioned the issa of gezel of gneva as well as the issa of yifas toyer, and then it stated v'chein kiyetz ben referring to yifas toyer as well. The Gemara asks, what is it that the Brisa is trying to include that is similar to the din of yifas toyer and a ben noach that would be oivan that issa would be chayim misa? Rashi points out that the Gemara didn't speak about the words k'in kiyetz ben b'negei gneva, and Rashi explains kiyetz ben beganev near be'inai midlik boile mahi. It must be that loy mishkachas lei, that we couldn't find a case that's similar to the din of gneva. Therefore, when the Brisa mentioned v'chein kiyetz ben, it's not going back on the din of gneva, and it's only going back on gzela as well as on the issa of yifas toyar. Gemara continued ki aser avdimi amar blazer amchnina. When Avdimi came from Eretzol, he said over the name of blazer name of chnina ben noach sheyichet shivcha avdoi ubala nergula, that this refers to a ben noach that was miachle shivcha for his eved, and then the ben noach had a relationship with the shivcha, that the ben noach would be chayim misa. Rashi explains neregalel mishum gezel the afal pi shein zu b'ulas bald ishus el desnus ba'alma kechameru vehemtai. Even so, the owner would be chayim misa. Rashi continues kuti b'yisol shivcha knani sheyichet yisol la'ved ivri ubala kuti nereg, and yisol b'kuti muta is kuti sheyichet shivcha la'avdai ubay yisol v'locha b'shivya muta da'afilu ishte gemurim mutaris lai. As l'maisa we know that during a war yisol can even take the wife of a guy, there is no issa, and certainly the Yisrael could take the shivcha of a guy that's married to an eved. However, Rashi tells us Yisrael be Yisrael asa, the hainu shivcha charufa shechayav ala asham, and as we know that if Yisrael has an eved as miyache the shivcha for the eved, that shivcha is called the shivcha charufa, and if someone would have a relationship with that shivcha, then it would be chayav an asham. Gemara continues that previously mentioned that the Reshit Brisa speaks about shvichas damim, and the Brisa stated that shvichas damim kuti b'kuti b'kuti b'yisrael chayiv a yisrael b'kuti pata. And our Gemara continues kiyetz by the shvichas damim loy tanya, that the Brisa did not mention that there's anything that's similar to the din of shvichas damim. And as Rashi says, mishum the English shvichas damim she'ein chayiv gomor oy mutal legami kagoy nirtev shenitul inatzel atzmen b'nafshi shoritzeach the ilu shevich dam b'shegig shvichas damim gomru el rechmona chasalah. Therefore it can't be something which is kiyetz by and similar to shvichas damim. However, the Gemara explains on Mabaya in mishkachas the tanya, that if we would find a brisa that would bring down a case of kiyetz by the shvichas damim, then Rabbeinus ben Shaul, that could be going like the shita Rabbeinus ben Shaul. The Tanya is willing to the brisa Rabbeinus ben Shaul oimer roi debach chaver l'hargoy v'yochel atzila be'echam meivar v'loy hitzel, that if Reuven has a din of a roidev as he's running after Shimon in order to kill Shimon, and Shimon has the right to kill Reuven, but the ma'aseh if he could save himself by only maiming Reuven and not by killing Reuven, then certainly he has a responsibility to do so. And the ma'aseh if Shimon doesn't do so, and instead he kills Reuven, then Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul teaches us Neregalov, and as we continue on Daf Nun Zayin Beis, that Shimon will be Chayim Misa. let's see the top Rashi and Daf Nun Zayin Habeis. Hainu kiyetsu by the shvichas domim that be karv lahater ve'inu muto, that is karv lahater, but it's not muto. Therefore, the dinim follow the same dinim as the brisa that kuti bekuti bekuti b'yisrael. If a guy killed another kuti or a guy killed the yisrael that was a roidev, then chayev, then the guy will be chayev misa v'chein yisrael b'yisrael. And similarly, if yisrael kills another yisrael, then the yisrael will be chayev misa av yisrael bekuti pata. In a case where kuti was running after yisrael to kill him, and the kuti had a din of roidev, and the yisrael could have saved himself, the echa meivarv, and Rashi states the katei ragloi. In this case, even if the yisrael kills the kuti, the yisrael would still be pata. And Rashi states v'alibud rabbein simben shol, and this is going specifically like rabbein simben shol, that benigeya kuti bekuti or kuti b'yisrael and yisrael b'yisrael, they would be chayiv. However, he continues al rabbanon pligul al va'amri had to gamahu the rabbanon achilik and rabbein simben shol. They hold that in the case of a roidev, even if it was yochel atzilu mecha meivarv, then everyone would be potter. Therefore, this is not similar to a regular case of shvichas damim and v'leka kiyetzubai, and l'fid rabbanon, there is no case that's similar to shvichas damim. And the Gemara continues that on daf nun vav and beis, we mentioned that there could be a chiluk between dinim of Yisrael and dinim of a ben noyach. And the Gemara tells us eshkach Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha that v'ksib b'sefer agad to be'rav, that Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha found that was written in the sefer that contained the agodos of the yeshiva of Rav, that the following applied to the dinim of a ben noyach. Ben noyach ner b'dayin echad u'be'id echad shloi b'asra mipi ish v'loi mipi isha v'afilu karev, that a ben noyach could be killed based on one dayin, based on one aid, and even if he didn't receive asra, however, the aid has to be a man and not a woman. However, that aid could be a karev. And it continued mishum b'shmal amru afal ubrin, that even if a guy kills an ubr, then he'll be chayim misa. And the Gemara continues minani mili, and what are the makar for all these dinim? And Amr Bihuda, and Rabbi Huda states the amakra as the pasuk in Pashas Noach states the achas dimchel nafshi seichem edresh miyad kol chayah edreshenu umiyad ha'adam miyad ish achiv edresh es nefesh ha'adam. And since the pasuk states achas dimchel nafshi seichem edresh, and it's a loshin yochid afilu b'dayin echad, that even one dayin is able to paskin legabe ben noach. And then the pasuk continues miyad kol chayah afilu shloi basra, and even if there's no asra edreshenu miyad ha'adam. And then the pasuk states edreshenu miyad ha'adam afilu b'ed echad, and even if there's only one aid. However, the pasuk continues miyad ish, and we learn out that the dayin or the aid has to be a man, v'loy miyad isha, and the dayin or the aid cannot be a woman. However, the pasuk then states achiv afilu karev, that the dayin and the aid could even be a karev. And mishum Rabbi Shmuel amru afal ubrin, if a ben noach kills an ubar, then he'd be chayim misa. And my time with Rabbi Shmuel, and what is the makar for the shita Rabbi Shmuel? The chsiv as the pasuk in Pashas Noach states shevr dama adam ba'adam dama yishafek ki b'selam alakim asas adam. And the pasuk uses the term dama adam ba'adam and ezu adam shuka adam havaim ezer ubar shemay imai, and this refers to a fetus that's in his mother's womb. And as Rashi states afal ubrin hika se'isha v'yatsu loda nergalein v'yisrael, however l'gabi yisrael at sheyetzi le'avir olam k'nitzam seks nida tidi ben yemechad ha'argul chayiv hecha dekimle b'gabei shekol echadosha ve'inu nefal. But if a Jew kills a fetus or a yisrael kills a child that is still not a vadeh b'kayoma, they would not be chayiv misa. Rashi continued miyad kol chayiv miyad kol davul chayiv, and even without asra and shefer dama odnum ba'odam, he spilled the blood of a person that's within a person. And as Rashi states shebetecha odam domi yishafech, then you will be chayiv misa. The Gemara continues that this brisa taught us mishum Rabbi Shmuel amru afal ubrin, and it's mashma tanakama is chaylik on Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara therefore explains but tanakama tanadvei minashu, that in a chename tanakama is the tanadvei minasha, and they hold that you will not be chayiv misa for killing an uba. They dash in the words sheifich dama odom ba odom differently, as the omar kol misa murul bnei noach in elochanek, as they hold that every misa that the Torah states legabe ben noach is always referring to chanek. And how they notice as instead of reading the pasuk with the comma after the word ba'odom, and instead of reading the pasuk as Rabbi Shmuel did, shefich dama adam ba'odom, and then a comma dama yishafech, they read it as if the pasuk states shefich dama adam comma ba'odom dama yishafech. As the Gemara explains, udarish behachi, and a dash as follows: ba'odom dama yishafech. When killing this person, his blood will remain inside him, as ezu shvichis dama shel adam shehu begufu shel adam have. This refers to the Misa of Chenek, as Lemaisa, the person's blood doesn't come out of his body. And the Gemara continues that we just stated Miyad Ish, Veloy Miyad Isha, and the Braisa teaches us that Isha doesn't play a role in the judgments Silva ben Noach, not as a dayin and not as an aid. And the Gemara now continues, Masver Amnuna, v'ish loy mifkada, are you saying that a woman doesn't have any shaykhis to dinim of a goy, v'aksiv, but the pasuk in Gei Avraham Avinu in Pashas Vayeir states, ki yidatev l'man ashi tzaves bonav es besoy achrov, v'shamru derech Hashem, lasis tzedaku mishpat, l'man hevi Hashem al Avraham, es asher dibra alav. And Rashi points out, when the pasuk says, as bonav es besoy, the word besoy refers to a woman. And the Gemara tells us, who basiv love, who mefarik law, Rav Nuna asked this question, and he gave the response, as bonav ledin, besoy letzedaka, that in a chanami, your sons will have shaykhis to din, the women will have shaykhis to tzedaka, and as the pasuk continues, lasis tzedaka u'mishpat, and ayin Rashi, dafnun vavim beiz, that the lashon tzedaka does not refer to actual charity, but referring to pshara, which is considered tzedaka, and therefore the Torah is telling us that the woman of B'nai Noach should be involved in tzedaka and should try to make compromises. And although we learned previously that there's some amrayim that hold that's not proper to make a compromise, but certainly B'nai B'nai Noach, a compromise is good, and a pshara should be done me'ikar din. And the Gemara now continues, Omli Rab Avyo Sabi L'Rab Papa, Eime Bas Noach Shehorg Loi Tiharg, Miyad Ish V'Loi Miyad Ishaksiv, that L'Chira, since the Pasuk tells us Miyad Ish, and we learned out V'Loi Miyad Isha, so maybe we should say that if a Bas Noach kills another person, then they will not be Chayim Isa. However, Omolei, Rab Papa responds to Rab Avyo Savio, Hachi Om Rabbi Huda, Sheifch Dama Odom Mikol Mokim, that B'Negei a murderer, the Pasuk states, Sheifch Dama Odom Ba'odom Dama Yishafech, and therefore we see that this applies to all people, not only to a man, and a woman is not excluded. And once again, the Gemara asks, Im Bas Noach Shezinsa Loi Teherg, that maybe if Bas Noach is Mizana, she should not be Chayim Isa, Dichsiv, as specifically B'Negei a Rayas, Pasuk and Pasha Bereshis tells us, Al Kein Yazav Ishes Av Ves Imoi, V'Dovet Be'ishtoi V'Hoi L'Basa Echad, and it seems that Dveikus with his wife is only relevant to a man, but the Issa Rayas would not apply to a woman. However, Omolei, once again, Rab Papa responded to Rab Avya Savya, and Hochi Am Rabbi Huda, that L'Maisa ended the Pasuk states, V'Hoi L'Basa Echad, Hoda V'Nu Kra, that we see the Torah puts them both together and states that they are now considered one body and one flesh. Therefore, we see the Din of Isha applies both to a man and woman. Therefore, a woman who is a Ben Noach, that is Mizana, will also be Chayim Misa. And the Gemara now continues, Tana Rabbanu, we learn to the Braisa, that the Pasuk B'Negei Arayis in Pashas Achrim states, Ish Ish shall call Sh'er Besari Le'sikru L'Galis Erva Ani Hashem. And the Braisa states, Ish, the Pasuk could have said the word Ish, Ma'atam Aleim Ish Ish, and why do we have a double Lashin of Ish? The Rabbis Sakutim, Shemazoran Al Arayis Kisrael, this is coming to Ma'abar, that a Goy also has the same Azaris on all Arayis, just like Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara continues and asks, V'ha Mehacha Nafka, Mehasam Nafka, as the Pasuk in Bereishis B'negei Adam Rishon states, V'yisav Hashem Alakim Al Adam Lema Mikol Eitz Agon Achol Teichel, and we learned out the word Lema is a Gila Arayis. Therefore, how can you tell me that a Mekor, that a Ben Noach is Osar and Chayef for Gila Arayis is based on a Pasuk in Achri Mois that states Ish Ish, if Rabbi Yechon already taught us that the Tanakama learned this from the word Lema that it says in Pashas Bereishis, and even according to the Tan Zvei Menasha, we saw in Daf Nun Zayin Min Aleph that he learned it from the Pasuk in Pashas Noach that states, V'tishach Es Ha'aretz L'fnei Elokim, and Kol Mokom Shenamar Hashchasa, Ein Ela L'Dvar Eva V'Avedis K'chavim. However, the Gemara responds, Hasan Barayis Tidhu, V'Hacha Barayis Tidon, that Ein Echinami, from the Pasuk in Pashas Bereishis, we learn out that the Isurim of Erva that are relevant to Goyim. However, the Pasuk in Achri Mois teaches us that a Goy would also be Chayiv on our Arayis, and on the Arayis that are only relevant to Klai Yisrael. And as the Gemara continues, Diktani Seifa, and the Seifa of this Braisa that stated, Ishish L'Rabbis Sakutim, Shemizol Arayis Ki Yisrael, the Seifa stated, Bal Arayis Yisrael, that if a Kuti or a Goy would be Mizana with any of the Arayis of Klai Yisrael, need a Medina Yisrael, then we would judge with Dinim of Klai Yisrael, and therefore we need this extra Pasuk to teach us this Din. And the Gemara explains, L'Mai Hichlisa, and what is this case, where there would be a special Din of Arayis, B'negei Klai Yisrael, that would not be the same din where Goy is mezana with another Goy. And the Gemara tries to explain that Amrav Nachman Amrav Avua Le Nitzcha Aleid of Eidim Vasra, that the Nafkumida would be if there's a requirement to have Eidah as well as Eidim and Asra, and if a Goy is mezana with another Goy, then there's no requirement for Eidah, Eidim and Asra. However, if a Goy would be mezana with the Israelis or with the Yisrael, then the only way they would be Chayim Misa is only if there was a Bezdin of 23, there were two Eidim, and it was also Asra. However, the Gemara states that can't be pshat as migra gora. How can you say that it would be more kal for a goy goy that's mezana with Yisrael than if a goy was mezana with a goy, and therefore Elam Rabbi Yechon leinitzchol and Naim Rasa. So Rabbi Yechon explains that the nafkamina would be in a case where a goy was mezana with a Naim Rasa, the who less lu, as in the goyish laws, there is no concept of a Naim Rasa, as the only way for a goy to get married is only to have bia. There is no concept of irisin and nisuyin by a goy, and therefore we learn from this pasuk that if a goy is mezana with a Naim Rasa, that's a Yisraelis, then it would be chayim misa like a Yisrael. And as the Gemara states, that denin lahu bedina didon, and we would judge him like our judgments. Therefore, this goy that was mezana with a Naim Rasa would be chayim skila, as if he was a Yisrael that was mezana with a Naim Rasa. And even though, as we mentioned on Dafnun Vavim Aleph, the general misa for ben noach that is chayim misa is generally saif, as the Gemara brought down, shekol misa harmu ben noach in the elab saif, and ayin tesis on Dafnun Vavim Aleph that there is a man that holds that the general misa for a goy would be chenek. Ayin Rashi, although our Gemara teaches us that a ben noach would have the chayim misa of Yisrael and will receive skila in the case where he was mezana with the Naim Rasa, however, we will not be makel on the ben noach legabi din of Eda ve'edin v'asra, and you would only need one dayin, and there would only be a requirement for one aid, and there would not be a requirement for asra. And as Rashi states, avol insarch aid of edim asra v'legor meirayis tidhu. And the Gemara now continues that Rabbi Yechonon just explained that when the Brisa stated ish ish l'rabis hakutim shemuzarim al rayis ki yisrael, and it's referring to a rayis tidon, that's specifically referring to a case where goy was mezana with the naim rasa. However, the Gemara is avol ish sish bedina didu daydinalu, and it's mashma that if a goy was mezana with the Yisraelis that is an ish sish but did not yet have beer with her husband, that the chiyah misa for the goy would be like the regular dinim of a chiyah misa for a goy and not like a Yisrael. And as the Gemara continues, Abel ish ish bedina didhu dainin lu v'atanya, but we learned to the b'risa bol naim rasa nidu b'skila, that if a goy is mezana with a naim rasa, then the goy would be chayav skila al ish ish nidu b'chenek. Similarly, although the standard misa for ben noach is saif, but if he's mezana with an ish ish, then he would also be nidon bedina didon, and he would be chayav chenek. As the Gemara points out, v'i bedina didhu, and if he'd be chayav misa like a standard din of a ben noach that's mezana saifu, then he should be chayav saif and not chenek. And the Gemara answers, Amrav Nachma Yitzchok, my ish 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 tiktoni kagoyin shenichtas al chuppa v'lei nivla didhu les lehu dainin lehu bedina didon, that in a chenami, although Rabbi Yechon only spoke about the case of a naim rasa, but the same din would apply b'negeya ish 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 that did not yet have bia, as l'maisa the concept of the suyin does not apply b'negeya ben noach, and therefore if a ben noach is mezana with the Yisraelis that's an ish 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 but did not yet have bia, so the din of saif would not apply, and instead the standard misa of Yisrael that's mezana with an ish 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 that's the Yisraelis would apply, and therefore even in this case the ben noach would have a din of Yisrael and would be chayev chenek. And the Tani Rav Chanina, and as we learned in the Braisa Rav Chanina, b'ulas baal yeshlen, that there is a concept of marriage by a goy, but it's only if they had bia and they consummated the marriage, but nichlas ha'chup of le nivla in lehen, they don't have the concept of nesuyin, and if you don't have bia, then it's not considered ish ish. Therefore, if a ben noach is mezana with an ish ish that was nichlas ha'chup of le nivla, they would be chayev chenek and not saif. And as the Gemara continues, Tani Kabbat Rav Echron, kol erva shebezen she'yisrael ma'misin alea, ben noach muzolea, and any arayas that the Torah mentions, that if Yisrael did that, they would be chayev misas bezdin, then the issa would apply to a ben noach. However, for any error that the Torah mentions, that if Yisrael is ivan that issa, they would not have a chayev misas bezdin, and instead they would only have a chayev of chorus, then that error does not apply to a ben noach, and there is no azara for a ben noach. Divra meya, these are the words of Rameya. And the Braisa continues, v'cham oimim and v'cham agon Rameya, and they state, habe arayas yei, she'in bezdin she'is so ma'misin alein, who ben noach muzolein, that there are many arayas that Bezdin would not give Mises Bezdin, the Yisrael that would be over on that Issa Erva would only be chayiv. And even so, this Issa Erva does apply to a ben noach. And the Braisa now continues, and it's from this part of the Braisa that the Gemara will bring a raya to the Shita Rabbi Yechon. As the Braisa states, Baal arayas Yisrael, nida medin Yisrael, if a ben noach is bar on a person that only has a din of Erva b'negei klal Yisrael, then the chiyah misa for the ben noach will be like the din of Yisrael, and Baal arayas ben noach, neither Bedina ben noach. However, if a ben noach is mezana with someone that has a din of erva, even based on dini ben noach, so then his judgment will be based on him being ben noach and be chayiv saif. And the Braisa continues that although we stated Baal arayas Yisrael, neither Bedina Yisrael, Chol. However, Ono Ein Lanu El Naim Rasul Bavad. The only case that we have that fits into that category is only in the case where Goy would be Mizana with the Naim Rasul, and the Chiyah Misa for the Ben Noach would be Skila and not Saif, exactly as Rabbi Echlin just taught us. However, the Gemara continues that how could we say Ono Ein Lanu El Naim Rasul Bavad V'Nechshev Nami Nichlis El Chupa B'Loi Nivola. And Lamaisa, we just explained that even Rabbi Echlin agrees that if a Ben Noach or a Goy would be Mizana with the Israelis that was already Nichlis El Chupa, but she was not Nivola, he would also only be Nida in Bedini Yisrael. And as we explained, that Lamaisa, there is no concept of Nesua that was Nichlis El Chupa V'Loi Nivola by a Ben Noach. The Gemara answers, Haitana, Tana Devei Menashehu, that in the Chanami, the Tana of this Brisa that only mentioned Naim Rasa, is the Tana Devei Menashe, the Oma, Kol Misa, Amurul B'nei Noach, in El Chenek. Although in Daf Nun Vavu Men Aleph, the Gemara brought a Shita that Kol Misa, Amurul B'nei Noach, in El Asayef. However, as Tesis pointed out, at the top of Daf Nun Vavu Men Aleph, there is a man, the Oma, which is the Tana Devei Menashe, that actually holds Kol Misa, Amurul B'nei Noach, in El Chenek. Therefore, in the case where Ben Noach would be Mizana with a woman that was Nichlas El Chupa V'Lei Nivla, the Braisa teaches us that there is no chilut between Dini Yisrael and Dinim of a Ben Noach in this situation, as the standard din of Misa for a Ben Noach is generally Chenek, and the standard Misa for a person that's Mizana with an Eish Ezish, that's the Yisraelis, is also Chenek, and therefore there is no Nafkamina in this Misa. That's why when the Tana this Braisa brought down a case of Baal Arayis Yisrael Nidim B'Dini Yisrael, the Tana stated Anu In Lanu El Naim Rasul Bavad, that the only Nafkamina would be is the case of Naim Rasa, as if it would be Nida in Bedini Ben Noach, then it would be Chayev Chenek. However, since this Ben Noach that was born in Naim Rasa will be judged based on Dini Yisrael, so it would be Nida Meskila. And let's keep in mind that now that we mentioned the Tana Devei Menashe, so when the Gemara, one line from where it gets wide on the Afnun Zayin and Beis Esk, Be'i Bedini Dehu, Sayefu, the Tosis points out on the Afnun Zayin and Beis that having much Lamema, the Tana Devei Menashe, who the Omar called Misa Abun B'nei Noach Chenek, that even that point, the Gemara could have just answered that in the Chanami, the Brice is going like Tana Devei Menashe, and even if they would be judged with their own judgment, the Chiyuv would be Chenek, Ayin Sham. Keep in mind that when we learned the previous Gemara, B'negei Tzedakah Mishpat, so the Yad Ramah brings down Ista Amri, the Hait Tzedakah Pshari, as we explained, and based on the Gemara that we had on that Vavam Beis, that brought down a Pasuk B'negei David that stated, Vahi David Isis Tzedakah Mishpat. However, the Yad Ramah states, Mustavili, the Tzedakah Mamish Kama, and the reason why it is not counted as one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, as this is the Mitzvah Asei and not a Mitzvah Lois Asei. And also, before we end, let us see the top tases Dilu Maschel Naim Russell Dilu Du Leslu. We explained the whole concept of Naim Russell does not pertain to Ben Noach. However, tases is for Hada Om B'Sei Per Kamad of Abbasra that Oisu Yoim on that day when Avraham Avinu died over Oisu Rasha Chomish Averis, that Isa was Iva on five Averis, and one of these Yisurim was that he was born Naim Rasa, and Tezis explains Afagai of the Loi Nitzavu, that even though it's true that Esav would not Nitzavu on the Naim Rasa, however, even so, Dov Mechur, who was still considered Dov Mechur, and that's what the Gemara means when it states Oisei Yoim of Oisei Rasha Chomish Averis, and Tezis brings Raya the Kachash of Nami Veshotis of Bechira, as one of the Chomish Averis was that he was Mevazah the Bechira, Afal Pishet Loi Huzer Akach, even though that there was no Issa for him to be Mevazah the Bechira, and Tezis continues Veeshchanami Shesipa Kosov Begnus Bedavish Tasi the Torah Lasa, that we also find that Torah Mesapa on someone that is a Gnus, even though it's something that's not us at that point, that we will come on, and as the Gemara Daftun Chesam and Beis will teach us Kuti Mutter Bebitoi, that Kuti is Mutter to have a relationship with the daughter or Parakai Mashiach, and even so in Hurrius we learned that Loit Shtei B'Naisav, that Loit that had a relationship with his two daughters, Heim Neskavu Dva Mitzvah Tzadikim Yelchubam, and who should Neskavu Dva Vero who Pashmi Kashlubam, even though there really is an Issa, and it was only Mechuyah Hadavah, Ayin and Taisus. And let's also keep in mind that the Braisa that we brought down at Tanya Kavat Rabbi Echlin, when we saw Machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim, will actually be discussed further on Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, and therefore we will explain the Shita of Rabbi and Chachamim when we learn Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, and we will stop over here.